This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis gave his annual State of the State address at the Capitol today, but things were different. CPR's Benta Berkland was in the chamber and says the difference was largely because of social distancing guidelines and other pandemic safety measures.
There were not as many people here, and so the legislators were spaced out. Typically, senators come into the chamber and sit next to a House member. We didn't have that this year. It was more muted just because you didn't have the quantity of people in the room itself.
Governor Polis says that he wants to lower the tax burden for many Coloradans and propose several cuts and credits for families and businesses. Two Colorado colleges earned a top score in a national study examining diversity in teacher preparation programs. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Fort Lewis College and the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs received A's. That means their future teachers are more diverse than the teacher workforce and their local community. Research shows there are academic gains among Black students who have even just one Black teacher. The report also examined admission scores. It argues tougher admission standards yield higher quality teachers. Colorado got lots of B's and C's, but graduate programs earned F's. The study was conducted by the National Council on Teacher Quality, a Washington-based group. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
We're looking at 1 to 3 inches possible for the I-25 corridor, so the commute might have some slippery roadways. Right now, 25 in Denver, 23 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.